Hey, all you naughty boys and girls, it's time for another edition of Taboo Talks. Remember, if you are not an adult, you should not be listening to this show. So now's the time to change the channel, find something else more appropriate for your age, or if you're an adult, let's get started.
Greetings, everybody. I'm Edward Maddox, and with me tonight, as always, is...
Nighttime Natasha.
And Winter Holloway.
And tonight, our topic of choice is going to be about something that Natasha and Winter have been doing lately to make some new connections and friends and some side money on the side, I guess, during this quarantine life of ours. And also, I guess, just something new to talk about for the podcast, if I understand correctly. That's why we kind of started doing this.
That is correct.
All right. Edward. What are we talking about today?
Winter? We're going to talk about camming.
Camming. Okay. Now, I'm going to say 100%, probably 99% of our audience, given they're probably a bunch of pervs anyway, they know what camming is. But for that, the 1%, you know, for the 1% who does it, or that person who's like, you know, feeling guilty for listening to our podcast right now, they don't know what we're talking about, Natasha, or you know, maybe like a religious zealot or something, I don't know. But what exactly is camming, Natasha?
Camming is where you present yourself in front of a live audience. And
kind of like The Price is Right.
Kind of like The Price is Right.
But go on.
And in many ways, The Price is Right.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, tell us more.
You perform. You perform in front of an audience. And so there's goals that you put out there. And for those goals, people will give you tokens. And those tokens turn into cash.
Okay. Okay. Winter, let's get your take.
Let me take a stab at this. So, for instance, there are a few different sites that you can go to. We specifically use ChatterBait at this time.
And we are not being affiliated or paid by ChatterBait.com. You really should go there. It's a really cool site.
We are not sponsored.
Not an ad.
So on ChatterBait, once you get there, you'll see a bunch of videos that are going on that are live. So a bunch of models all over the world are broadcasting themselves in various states depending on what their room goal are. So it is sexual in nature sometimes, although sometimes people just want to talk. But it's just a live show that people will tip, you know, to either have a conversation or see something specific, and fun usually ensues. So we have been trying this out for the first time, me and Natasha. And
it's, so you all together, right?
Yes. So our first time broadcasting live from our humble abode.
Live from our studio audience.
Yeah. With our webcam camera, we did it together. So for those of you who may know what camming is but have never been on the model broadcasting side of it, it was a bit to figure out as far as how the models actually set their goals and, you know, show the things that you see, like tip amount this, this. And
but I guess before that, though, like, what does it take to get, like, set up? Like, how do you even get set up to be a cam model? Like, do you remember the process that you all went through for that?
I remember submitting my picture, a photo of myself with my ID to prove that I'm a real person.
And I'm assuming that you're an adult.
And also to prove that I am adult, legal consenting adult.
Okay, so it's got to file, obviously, you know, state guidelines or whatever, right, that you are an adult and that people are going to be viewing you. And I'm sure there's a bunch of legal loopholes in there that they get to have property rights over the videos that y'all make and things like that. So you do have to give a little in order to be a part of this.
Correct, yeah. And me and Natasha each have our own ChatterBait account, although since Natasha would appear on my specific ChatterBait account, she had to be verified again through my account, which is where we hit kind of a hiccup our first show.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, so we didn't know that. We just figured, oh, well, they already have Natasha's info, so we're good. But we got stopped halfway through because they said that she wasn't verified because she has to do it on my account. So we didn't get any tips.
Oh, so you were busted like halfway through a show.
Yeah, we were busted. And, you know, to everybody's credit who was on there that night, they were like, here's what you need to do. Like, you know.
So the audience was giving y'all tips.
Yeah, the audience gave helpful tips.
It's because they wanted to see y'all naked again. That's why. They're like, wait, no, come back. Come
Which
back.
I thought that they knew the process.
Yeah, well, I imagine a lot of them have been on there for quite a while. I know it's one of the top camming sites in the world. Like, I know there's, when we did the research on this, there's chatterbait.com, myfreecams.com, Live Jasmine is a big one. So, yeah, I mean, we kind of looked up some things, I guess, about the world of camming. In fact, we saw a documentary. Mm-hmm. What was it, on Hulu? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Or, yeah, it was Hulu.
Yeah, and it was just about webcamming models and how this business has taken off. And it's like a multi-billion dollar business that I guess now you two are kind of getting a little slice of the pie with. So, right.
And this is actually something I did a long time ago.
Yes, tell us about that.
It was short-lived.
I guess when it was just really like first starting out, when camming sites were first mm-hmm. starting out, really.
Yeah, it was
kind of like a pioneer.
Almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was short-lived just because I had a full-time job. And trying to sustain a full-time job and then come home and get on camera is actually very exhausting.
Okay, yeah, and I think that's something to kind of bring up is that, you know, it's not as easy as it looks.
No, I thought by watching a couple of videos, I was like, oh, that's easy, I can do it. And no, it
just
is not
easy. Show some tits and there
easy.
You go, right?
No, no, because it's all about the performance. You're in a sense, you're still on stage. Mm-hmm. And you have to do things that are appealing and will get people's attention. And it's not as easy as flashing your tits.
Okay.
You know, you got to kind of have something charming about you that, one, brings people into the room, but, two, keeps them there.
Well, right, because you are obviously competing with a lot of different cam models. Not just girls,
yeah,
but girls, guys, couples.
Couples, yeah, there's a little of everything. And you know, you may not be, your room or what you're doing in your room may not be what someone's specifically looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has, it's interesting to see how many different needs people have out there.
Yeah. So I guess like pretty much everybody's kinks are on display when it comes to this, which, so then when y'all were getting your room set up, what were some of the initial, so your cam first gets started, you've already been verified, you had your little hiccups, and it's now your first show with the two of you. What was going through your heads, and what was that very first show like?
So initially, we had to, of course, watch a tutorial because we had no idea how to set up the token menu that, you know, if you had watched these, would pop up on the model screen every so often saying 10 tokens, you get a kiss, or 50 tokens, you know, you see some tits.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured all that out, the technical aspects of it. And
how much is a token worth usually?
What, like 5 cents? I mean,
okay, so you got to rack up a lot to mm-hmm. for it to make
yeah,
a substantial difference.
One token definitely does not equal $1. So it is interesting, though, you know, the first few shows that me and Natasha did, just seeing how, like, once you do actually find out what the worth is, and people just be like, here's one token.
It's like, you cheap bastard. It's like that loser goes to the strip club and, you know, just stands there staring at the, you know, stripper for a while, and then just like, here's a dollar bill.
Can I get some change?
It's like, gee, thanks.
Which I think was probably the hardest part, just like starting out, was figuring out what to do with ourselves if nobody was tipping. Because
you're live, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you think about, like, going back to what we're just saying, like a stripper goes on stage for a set amount of, like, a song or two.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something that he or she is doing,
right.
And they kind of mingle about with the audience from there. But you guys are just live the entire time. And who knows how many people are in the room staring at you. And I guess, yeah, there could be some uncomfortable silences. So how did that work?
I mean, so, you know, because obviously you don't just want to give yourself away, you know, for free. That's not the point of this. I mean,
but you actually can, if you wanted to, you'd be labeled your room as an exhibitionist.
So where you just wanted to show it off for right. no charge whatsoever.
Exactly.
You
just put yourself out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which we did learn about in that documentary. You know, some people actually do this regardless if they make any money off of it or not.
They just want to be seen.
Yeah, they just enjoy people actually watching them and doing stuff, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
Not what our
goals
are.
Good for me, I guess. You know, it's fine. I'm my kind of person, I guess. Yeah.
So it was really just kind of like you really have to try and get people to type comments so you can actually talk to people. Mm-hmm. So you can fill the time by having a conversation if you're not actually doing something. Like, how is everybody mm-hmm. doing? And also playing, you know, low music in the background helps, so you can kind of like dance around to it a bit, you know, move your body just a little bit, like mm-hmm. just enough, but not so loud, because as Edward has pointed out as a consumer, that he really...
Yeah, no, I do. I hate it when I go to like certain, you know, cam rooms and like... And I don't know, like, sometimes I can just, I don't know if it's a sixth sense I have, you know, like, I can look at the girl before I even unclick the volume button. I know this chick's going to have her music blaring. It's going to be so annoying. And sure enough, like, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't, just, like, blaring through the music, and I can't hear anything at all. Or when the girls are, like, screaming at the microphone, I'm like, I can hear you, you know? I mean, you don't have to yell about it. So, yeah, so y'all had that set up, which was really cool. And you mentioned how... You know, you're on cam, but you're also typing to people as they're coming, because they're not talking to you. They're just conversing through text type, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then that's kind of a challenge in itself. I know this is where I was able to help y'all out, because it was already enough work just you two being on camera and you two talking to people, and where I jumped in, I guess, that I was the person typing for you in response.
Yes, yes. Edward would help facilitate some of the typing aspects, because, you know, the laptop's so far away. If you're rubbing yourself and, you know, dancing, there's no way you can
and
get
it. And
there's
a sanitation issue then with your laptop from there. So then what was your first, your take on it, Natasha, when you two were going on and the camera went live and it's like, boom, you're broadcasting? Because you guys got, you know, some viewers pretty quickly. So it went from zero to, I think, a couple of hundred at a certain point fairly quickly. So what was that like for you?
It was actually pretty exciting. But at the same time, it was like, okay, what's next? Like, I probably put a little too much thinking into it in that.
Well, because you like having a plan.
Constantly. Yeah, I like having a plan.
Right.
And so I went into this like, okay, let's just see what happens. Zero plan. And it was just, let's be spontaneous. Which we got through it.
Yeah.
We did a pretty decent job.
Yeah, no, I think y'all did really good. And what about the audience? Let's talk about the audience, like the people on there. For the most part, if I remember correctly, it was mainly men. There were a few women, but for the most part, it was mainly men who were watching you two. And no matter what, I think y'all two had an advantage going on camera, because there's two hot girls on camera as opposed to just one. So why watch one girl when you can watch, you know, two at the same time? So that's definitely better right there. But what were the audiences like? Like the guys, what were they texting? Was there anything annoying they said? Was there anything that was a little odd? Like, we'll start with Winter.
I know starting out, it was one of the overwhelming aspects for myself was the fact that like a lot of people wanted to private message at the same time, and it was a little hard to keep track of. But you eventually learn who to weed out, because you know sometimes a guy will message, you know, just like one thing, and then he'll tip like a couple tokens and they'll be like, flash your tits. And it's like, okay, but that's not what our goal was. So you're going to have to like, you know, actually tip the amount that it says. And he's like, you want more? And and then he leaves. So,
I mean, at least you got a nickel from the guy.
Don't spend that all in one place.
Right. So there were some, I guess, demands, people being demanding.
There was demanding, to where we had to learn tip, don't demand.
Right.
I also learned, or we also learned, that beware of the grays.
Explain that. That sounds like a gray alien thing. It's creepy.
It does. So their username is in gray, and the font color is gray, and they're fake tippers. So so when they
cheap bastards.
It's like a little cut and paste GIF that they put on there, and it looks like as if they tipped you, and it makes a little cash sound, but they didn't really tip you.
That is so fucking lame. Okay. So basically they were... Yeah, sorry, I'm just thinking like, no, I know, but like if you think about it, they were counterfeiting nickels, you know? Like,
if that's you and you've done that, you really need to reevaluate your life choices.
Yeah, like you're an asshole, really. Yeah,
because like you're looking at things for free when really, I mean, come on, how much has the porn community taken care of you?
I know, right? They were there for you when, you know, you're... I mean, many times, I mean, geez, when you were a teenager, you know, when you found out your wife was cheating on you. I mean, yeah, porn's been there for you probably more than anybody else has. So, you know, tip your girls, guys. Jeez. Yeah.
We did actually have in one of our early shows, we had somebody go on and kept tipping, you know, a few here and there, but consistently, because he was actually trying to, he's like, oh no, I'm just saying hello, like you don't have to do anything, but he was chastising the other people who were watching to say, like, you know,
so he was tip shaming them.
Yeah, he was like, why don't you tip, you assholes? Yeah,
that well, that's awesome. Nice. That so nice. okay, so like a you know what, knight in shining armor in the cam world.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, because I did one show by myself and I had one person who would periodically, he wouldn't say a word, wouldn't type a word, but he would periodically keep tipping, so I would consistently flash.
It's well, I mean, like, you have a huge
it's
rack.
It's like
so,
yeah. every 10 minutes he would tip. So that was appreciated, because even though it was the a small amount, it was the appropriate amount for the goal, and it was consistent. Oh, and okay. I think it kept the room going. And then it would, of course, help build up towards the larger goal.
Right. So each goal builds on the other one. Like you said, I think like the very basic one is like, oh, tip this and you get a quick kiss and you kiss the camera or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then that accumulates to the next goal. So the first goal was, let's say, for 5, you get this. At 20, you get this. And it just kind of keeps building from there. Now, for the most part, though, y'all have been pretty lucky so far, because you've hit some of your huge goals pretty right. quickly. I think in both of your shows, both of the times when you guys did it individually, you both hit your goals pretty fast. That was pretty good. So what was it, I guess, the difference between doing it together and then doing it individually?
Individually, so that one was an experiment, because I wasn't ready the first time around, so I delayed it and I did some research and I watched some other girls' rooms and I realized
did you tip them?
Yeah, but she didn't demand.
I didn't
so.
Demand. Oh, and okay. The thing is, I was on there for just a few seconds, so I didn't take up their time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't waste their time. And I went through different girls' pages just to kind of see, like, you know, what was their eye contact? What was their, you know, what would they, was there awkward silences?
Yeah, so you're doing, like,
reconnaissance
work.
Was there, you know, awkward silences? How are they managing typing and talking at the same time and, you know, performing? And I just came to the realization that I was just completely overthinking of it, thinking it, and just go with the flow. Maybe just have some ideas in mind of what I'd like to do. But yeah, the first show went really well. And I had someone who was talking, and that was nice because I was able to keep a conversation, and then that, you know, brought other people, pulled other people in. Mm-hmm. And then that coupled with the person who just consistently kept tipping towards the goal, and I would just periodically flash the camera. So I liked it. It was interesting. It was fun.
So what was your small goal and what was the big goal you got to?
The small goal, I think it was just show love, show some love.
Which means what?
Just like a, hey.
Oh, they're showing you
they're
love.
Showing
like,
me
oh,
love.
Hey, we appreciate that you're here.
Yes.
Aww.
And then I think the next small goal was...
No, what was the next big one? Like your small goal and your big goal that you got to?
The huge goal? That was me masturbating on camera with my strong vibrator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I bet everybody was happy with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a little bit of coming. I mean, there was a lot of coming, but, you know.
Oh, so you legit, like, you really came.
I really did, yes.
Oh, so you weren't a faker like some of those other girls.
No. I legitimately came and, you know, got some wetness on camera.
All right, splash zone. Okay, and then but now, okay, so let me ask Winter, same thing when you were by yourself, and then we'll talk about how it was when it was the two of you?
So I actually have only done by myself once today, actually. So that was a fun experience. And
now you have a cool story about some of your private shows, which we'll get to in a little bit. Yeah, so don't, you both do. So we'll get to that in a second. So don't jump the gun on that, because I really want everybody to hear this one. But just in general, like how you felt solo.
In general, I will say that after doing about 2 weeks of Snapchat stuff and doing it together with Natasha, I wasn't nervous at all, like going into it by myself, just because I think I had that much like prepping.
Yeah, and you had some confidence already built in. And
yeah, and I also opted to wear a wig today. So, you know, it was kind of like you're assuming a different character. So
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. What was a small goal you had and then the big goal you got to?
Small goal was a quick kiss. So, you know, either blow a kiss or kiss the camera. and then biggest goal was a dildo fuck.
Wow. And it's a How big is this said, oh, said
it's,
dildo?
It's Big Blue. It's
Big Blue. You have a name for it?
I named it.
Wasn't that the fucking ox in the Paul Bunyan story? Big Blue or something?
Well, now it's a blue jelly dildo.
Blue jelly dildo.
Big balls. And wow. It's very veiny, I think.
Well, as it was, yeah, well, they should veiny. Be, I guess. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a sign of virility. Yeah. So then, excuse me. So now that was individual. Now, what was it like then being on cam together? Like, how did y'all, you know, feed off each other? How did you plan what you guys were going to do? Any of those things? Was there any nervousness to it? Was there any type of like, you know, a little simpatico where you would just look at her, she looked at you, and y'all knew what to do? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, I think it was kind of like some cues, some nonverbal cues that we gave each other.
Mm-hmm.
There was also like the light touching and petting and kissing to kind of entice viewers where like, we would go in for a kiss, but then we wouldn't really actually kiss.
Ah, the tease.
The tease.
Yeah. Right about
like,
y'all.
And then we would show off our toys to kind of be like, hey, guys.
That's right, because y'all had like the whole fucking arsenal out. You know?
One of the first nights together, we had the whole arsenal out.
Yeah.
And we did like this little, just to, you know, grab people's attention and also to prevent the awkward silences and just kind of keep something going.
And for our audience listening, like what kind of toys were out there?
Blue.
Yes, he had Big Blue.
We also had some anal beads, the vibrators, of course, dildos,
the fur tail plug, butt plug.
Yep, big bushy tail. The crop stick. What are the multi whip called?
Like a little cat of nine tails, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like super soft.
Yeah.
mouth.
The ball gag.
Yep, ball gag.
The ball gag.
I can't. I don't know my terms.
Also, little. What are they called? Little nipple suckers.
Man, y'all like have bulbs. A lot.
They look like little bulbs. Well, I've accumulated this stuff over the years.
Yeah. So kind of like the collection has grown.
The collection has grown.
Now, when y'all were camming either together or individually, was there any strangest comment that stuck out?
Strangest comment?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I remember. It was when we were doing it together. And yeah, it was us together. And this one guy, or was it just me?
I don't know.
The Tell one us. Who was like, I shit on your goal.
Oh, yeah, it was together.
Okay, so that guy, I'm not really sure what country he was from, but he said that he, specifically for me, that he wanted to take me to Europe, and he would pay for everything for me. And I was like, well, you can... I'm not going to run away with you, but you can show some love. And
you
tip.
Can tip a nickel.
Oh, no, yeah. That was just you.
That
I'm
was just me? Okay.
Of somebody else.
Okay. So that was just me, because he was like, you won't have to do this for a living. And I'm like,
oh, everyone's always trying to rescue you, I swear.
I know. I'm like, dude, this isn't even my living. This is just an experiment. And no, he wanted to take me away. And so when I said, well, I can't do that, but show some love. And he's like, I shit on your goal. I don't have money. My little girl's birthday's in a week. I started getting this like sad sob story. But then he kept demanding that I do something, and And I, that's what I would say, you know, tip, don't demand.
Wow. Yeah. What about you?
The guy I was thinking of was when we were together, and he might have been foreign too, but he kept on saying no nylons.
Oh, yeah, that was when we were together. Yeah. He kept wanting to see our high heel shoes because we were wearing shoes for that episode. So he kept asking us to stand up and show our shoes. And then he was like, it was like almost as if he was questioning, like, no nylons? Like, where are the nylons? And I'm like, dude, nobody wears nylons anymore.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I know what nylons are.
Like, when I think of nylons, and I'm really aging myself here, I think of, like, my mom grabbing a pair from the grocery store that came in an egg. If you remember those.
I do. We could not talk about your mother, though, while we're on our sex podcast.
That'd or be like, fantastic. Or like the...
I slept with her once.
Gross, yeah. Shut up. It's just whatever. Whatever.
Different podcast.
Or like, you know, your grandmother getting mad at you that you're not wearing pantyhose.
And now we're talking about our grandmothers. Okay.
Well, because those are old school women who tell you you need to wear pantyhose with your skirts or dresses.
Yeah, but then what happens is, you know, you're... dentist decides to wrap them around your neck when you're passed out for an exam or something.
Which is why I don't wear the nylons.
Yeah, ladies, don't wear nylons. It's not worth your life. So a different group of fetishes, I guess. So you had the shoes, the shoe fetish. I get that, you know, yeah. Sexy heels. It's cool. The nylons, cool. I get that too. Some showing some legs, the typical, let's see your ass, I want to see your tits, that kind of thing. That's a pretty typical fetish. Any weird fetishes out there? Mm-hmm. That you were like, that's strange.
Well, I know I had one guy who wanted me to height shame him.
Height shame him. Okay, so how does that work? Yeah. I mean, it sounds self-explanatory, but yeah. Still.
He wanted me to make fun of the fact that he was only 5'4".
Okay, so he's from Middle Earth. It's okay.
Hey, hobbits need love too.
I guess.
Wait. So, what did you say to the guy?
I just was bringing up the fact that, like, oh, I prefer to go out with guys who are taller than me.
Oh wow, you let him have it there, Winter.
Because you know what kind of guy would he be if I have to look down at him?
Damn. Okay. Wow. That's pretty fucking harsh.
Damn.
What about you?
Weird request.
Well, no, you had that one. No, it technically wasn't on the camming, but it was on the, well, kind of, I guess. It was a Snapchat camming. The guy with the micro penis who wanted you to shame his cock.
Yeah, I had that.
Yeah, let's talk about that one.
He likes for me to shame his cock, just as, like Edward said.
Well, what do you tell the guy?
Oh, I tell him how pathetic his small penis is. I'm like, wow, that's
but he
small
gave you
dick.
Permission for
no,
that.
No, he gave, like, me permission.
That's his thing.
Yes. And then, okay, so he wanted me to cock shame him, which I did. And I told him, wow, what a pathetic little dick. And he liked that. And then he would send, like, memes of his own dick to me. And they would have, like a little image, a little, like, GIF image of, like, a girl laughing at his penis. And then he would tell me for me to make... basically a meme out of him, and I you know, I couldn't do it. I felt like, okay, that's going too far.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give the guy credit for being creative. Like,
no, he was very creative, because I was laughing. I was like, lol, these are great. But then he wanted me to make one, and I'm like, I feel like I'm overstepping a line there if I did that. Like, I feel
demand.
What if I hurt his feelings?
I'm sure there's nothing he hasn't heard before, but
true.
But like you said, that was just his weird. That was just his fetish.
It's his fetish. Thing. Yeah. There's no kink shame, no fetish shame.
Yeah, no, that's your thing. That's your thing.
It is interesting to see, as far as like a human experience. It is interesting to see, just the different levels of kinks and fetishes and preferences, and you know what people are into and. It's really all pretty normal.
Interesting.
Yeah, nothing's like crazy where we're like, okay, you need to, like, you know, you've stepped out of line kind of thing. Like, but, you know, a lot of the stuff that we've encountered, at least for myself, of course, like, I've never had experience with, you know, these type of requests, but I just go with it, so, you know.
Yeah, so you just gotta roll with it.
Oh, I do have one. I did have a say weird request, but it wasn't that it was weird. It was just, it was somebody being very needy and like overthinking it, which made me think that he was probably a mama's boy.
You have a record with those.
I do. And I think that like it triggered something, because I was like, oh no, I'm not dealing with this shit. So I had somebody on my Snapchat, which I'm assuming he found me from either Chatterbait or from FET. But it was Chatterbait. And he told me that he watched the show and that he really liked it, and he wishes he could have tipped. And I was like, oh, that's okay.
So do we, buddy.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, next time, you know, show some love. That'd be great. And I said, thanks for watching. And he's like, is it so bad that I want to take off all my clothes and have you humiliate me? And I was like, no, not at all. Go for it. Take off all your clothes. Stroke your dick. Well, then he took that as, oh, are you going to start charging me?
But you're on Snapchat.
It's a Snapchat. Okay. And he's like, why would you ask that of me? And I was like, because you just told me that you would like for me to tell you, demand, you know, to tell you what to do. And so he went on. He's like, I just don't understand why you would ask this of me. Like, what's the catch? And I was like, dude, there's no catch. I'm going to give you a little taste here. Yeah, go for it. I'll be demanding and tell you to do something. And he just was like, well, I don't understand. You mean you probably have 30 million followers and you probably make so much money off this. You know, why would you be giving this to me for free? And I'm like, dude, I'm not giving you anything for free. All I said was, yeah, go for it. Stroke your cock.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, dude. And he just kept going. And then the weird part was he tried to call me on Snapchat. And I'm not going to answer your calls. Don't try to call me on Snapchat.
And you don't even answer my calls sometimes.
Exactly. I don't answer anybody's calls. You text that shit.
True.
And so first he says, oh, sorry, that was an accident. But then he did it again. And I was explaining for the third time how this wasn't a catch. And he writes, wow, for someone who has such a short response, you sure took a long time to respond. I was like, okay, dude, I'm not dealing with you or your shit. This is ridiculous. Like, I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't need you calling me out for taking too long to text you back.
Yeah,
like,
I don't owe you anything. Imagine things in his head.
Right. Like, I don't owe you anything, and I'm not some girlfriend that you have issues, which I think have issues talking to or communicating. And
that's probably why he's single.
Is probably why he's single. Yeah. So that was weird.
That is weird.
Guys, don't do that. Girls, guys, don't do that.
So then with the camming then, so far we've been talking about everything like in a public room. Like everybody sees what you're doing at the same time. When people are texting or typing, everybody else in the room can see it. And you guys can make a lot of money, you know, that way through the whole group, you know, tip sharing concept, I guess. But it looks like you also have the opportunity to get more if somebody takes you to a private show.
Yes.
Right? So that's what I want to talk about, because y'all have some interesting, interesting private shows. So for those who don't know, it's exactly like it sounds. Natasha and Winter in a room. Somebody says, I want to take you to private, and they're charged more. They're actually charged, I think, anywhere from 12 to 60 tokens a minute for the, you know, joy of y'all's company, so to speak. So what was the first private session like for the two of you? Because I know it was interesting, because I was there, and a few times even my jaw dropped, like, damn. Okay, so let's start with Winter first.
So, you know, it's always exciting when you get a request for a private show, because personally, I prefer those, because, you know, you have everybody's attention and they know exactly what they want. So mm-hmm. There's no, like, you know,
no guesswork, or the guesswork is lessened, right?
Yes.
You focus on one thing.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So we get this request, and this guy says that he wants to be on private with us for up, you know, for like 2 hours. And he even recommended like more. And we're like, okay, let's just start with two. Which is already like, you know, when we go on to cam, we kind of dedicate 2 hours just because that usually is how long it takes for people to actually get there and, right, you know, to get some steam rolling. So, so automatically having this be a private show and for him wanting to do 2 hours, it's like, oh, great. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like, 'cause good money right there. Yeah. That's like, yeah. Okay.
And so he was very adamant. He was like, I need you to commit to 2 hours. It is this time where I'm at, so we will end at this time. So it's very like, all right,
very regimented. Okay,
all right, the contract has been signed.
But technically at any time y'all could have cut the conversation anytime you want to, because in the end you as the model are in
it's
control.
Not like he's paying ahead of time. It's right. You know, we could cut it off and then he just, that's when his time stops as well,
right?
So anyway, so yeah, we're with this guy, and
you read the look on your face already now.
So to kind of broaden how it went, may surprise you all, but we didn't take off any clothes. We just talked.
Okay, so it was.
Oh, we didn't just talk. You're really broadening it.
I'm broadening it because I just don't know where to start.
Okay. Do you know where to start? Yes. Do you know where to go? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So it was a conversation. Now this is what I learned is that this whole.
Well, start from the beginning. Like what did he want you to call him?
He wanted us to call him Daddy, mm-hmm. which was fine.
Yeah.
I'm used to that. And he wanted us to be very obedient. But he wanted us to tell him in the camera, and we had to look into the camera. So that's what I
which
learned.
You sucked at, by
which
the
I
way.
Which I sucked at, because apparently I was only looking at myself in the broadcast mirror, which makes it look to everyone else like I'm looking down. And, of course, this is my issue in life, is that anytime a picture is taken of me, I'm looking everywhere but the camera. I don't know why I am this way. It just, there's so many pictures, even as a child. Anyways, so we had to look straight into the camera. We had to get up close. We had to even kiss the camera so you could see our lips. We had to, and he was evaluating the both of us, and there was a competition involved.
Mm-hmm.
There was little competition goals.
Yeah, he wanted us to compete with each other and, you know, kind of degrade each other to see who would gain his whatever the most. Like,
okay,
who
it's like the win, Olympics.
Yeah, who would win his contest, which was hard to do because I'm not used to, like, competing verbally.
Uh-huh.
You know, coming up with things to, like, put someone else down. It's kind of a lot. Like, it's a lot of this whole session was a lot of mental work.
It was a lot of mental work. Because then, like, as we were verbally degrading each other, which, you
know. Okay, wait, let's back up. Let's back up here. So tell me about this. Okay, Mr. Winter, what did you say to verbally degrade Natasha that won you some affection? Go ahead. Look how red she is. I wish we had a webcam right now. You're so fucking red.
I mean, I said a couple things.
Uh-huh. What were those things?
Well, one that Natasha may have taken too seriously was I talked about how she would sometimes take all the hot water.
God, very personal.
Yeah, so, you know, when we say degrade, we're not saying, like, it's different than you may think, but...
Well, he probably wanted, but, you know, I mean, I guess that's your version of
start.
Degrade.
It's a start, yeah. Like I said, I was struggling to find stuff to really say.
Right.
And some, you know, he also wanted us to talk about how we were perfect bitch sluts, I believe. Was it?
No, we were... Weren't we just... stupid, disgusting whores?
Yes, yes. Perfect little whores. Perfect slut whores.
Yes, perfect slut whores. But I feel like there was also we were stupid pieces of shit whores.
Yes, yes.
Jesus.
And at first, for a split second, my normal self was like, excuse me?
What the fuck did you say?
Yeah, I was. I was almost like, what the fuck, dude? But that was like... Wait, no, I'm catering to somebody's kink. I'm catering to somebody's fetish. So I had to, like, take a step back and be like, you're Natasha. You're not your normal everyday person.
Right. Okay. Yes. So you were being the entertainer.
Well, yes, I had to remind myself that I was being the entertainer, and this was all still an act.
Right. Like a little grand experiment here. Okay.
Yep. And he was very open to the fact that he was taking his time. So.
How so? Like.
Well, he would. Well, first of all, you know, with the 2 hours thing, but he's like, I'm stroking like very slowly. I'm gonna stop for a second. I'm gonna go smoke some weed. Like,
yes, he kept referencing to his bowl.
Oh wow! Well, I know the funny part was because since I was, you know, there and privy to it, I guess helping you out as the producer. I know it was hilarious when he mentioned something about. I'm in the other room. That's right. I was in the other room, and I just hear Winter say, "What's Molly?" And I just stopped, and I was like, "Oh Jesus!" So I gotta go to the other room, and then yeah. So he was having a conversation with the guys about ecstasy or something.
Yeah, he mentioned how he wanted to do Molly with us. Like he wished he could do Molly with us. Oh, but we would need like, you know, up to 3 hours, 4 hours for that. So
because we were making his heart beat, and. Molly has that same euphoric
but y'all don't even do that shit.
I know. We had to explain to him that we were naughty good girls.
Naughty good
that
girls.
We're naughty bad good girls. It's just that we do a lot of naughty stuff, just certain stuff we've never done.
Yeah, and the other hard part about it was he didn't want us to ask any questions.
Yes. And so that's my thing is that I like asking questions.
You both do. People. No, both of you do. On any given day, it's like being around toddlers. Why? Why? What? Can you explain this? What? Why?
Yeah, so I kept getting on his bad graces and that I kept asking questions and he would be like, Natasha, you're awful at this.
What else was Natasha awful at though? What? So, let's go dive in further here. Let's jump ahead.
You know, towards the end.
Got a little crazy there, didn't
it? He told me I was not a good listener and that's why I was awful.
He's definitely right about that.
So towards the end, It got more makeup was brought out because he wanted our lipstick to be more pink, and so Natasha went to, you know, see what she had in her
arsenal makeup.
Yeah, of makeup, and she came back and then and you know the lipstick that we had, it was as pink as it was gonna get, and then he's like, I want pink eyeshadow too, and Natasha showed him what she had and he was like, that's not pink enough. And so what ended up being pink enough was actually putting pink lipstick on our eyes up to the eyebrow.
It was like total 80s David Bowie.
He was very specific. It had to go all the way to the eyebrow. And
oh, wow.
I was trying hard not to laugh because I look like we both look like total clowns.
I actually kind of got turned on by that. I'm not going to lie. For some reason, it kind of like, maybe because y'all were just like, I don't know, slutted out or something like that. I was like, okay, yeah, I like this guy.
Well, that was a competition in itself as well because he also wanted us to draw hearts on our cheeks.
Now to that's difficult, I guess, competition because, you know, Winter is actually an artist, so she's all being all like, oh, I got this, and, you know, really concentrating on it.
Except that in the end, I mean, I lost because, well, first off, we tried to do it by looking in the cam as a mirror, which is terrible. Yes. Because it's all backwards. So you're like, I was going real slow, you know, trying to see, oh, no, I'm going backwards. I got to backtrack. I got to try again. Like, it was terrible.
Trying to get an anatomical heart.
And my heart, so it started out actually pretty decent. But then when I filled them in, it was a big mess on my cheeks. And we're talking about our facial cheeks, by the way. And he ends up telling me, Natasha, those are horrible.
Those are terrible.
Those are terrible, Natasha. So that's been like the ongoing quote around here is, those are terrible, Natasha.
And so, you know, we had to like wipe them off and try again. And, you know, we take turns going to the bathroom mirror to do it. But still, also, these are not fine tipped. Like, you know, we're using fucking lipstick.
Right.
To do this. So it's not like you can get it very.
Oh, no, but that's what at that point I realized, oh, wait, the pinkest that I have is actually this metallic marker. So I busted out this metallic marker.
It
was a marker?
I thought it was an eyeliner pen.
No. That was a marker.
Non-toxic, don't worry. It's non-toxic. So then was there anything remotely sexual that he had y'all do?
No.
No, it was all.
No, y'all wrestled some tongues a little bit.
Oh, that's right. There was a lot of spit involved.
That's right. I forgot about that part. That was yeah.
Blocked it out.
Yeah, he wanted us to make out as close to the camera as possible, but
he liked that drool effect.
He liked the drool effect, I mean, and he liked the spitting in each other's mouths, and that is not my thing.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, nothing against anybody who that is their thing. It's just, you know, and I like seeing, like, drool, in the camera. Like, when I'm drooling, like, I'm like, this is a good show.
Yeah.
but when it involves mixing it with other people's spit, and what he wanted us to do was put mouthfuls of spit in each other's mouths and not spill it.
And we were terrible about that because we spilled it. We were not. I feel like a lot of the times I was pretending to like spit.
You're like, the camera can't pick it up. It's fine. But the guy tipped pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all banked on
it. I did at one point when I went to the bathroom to try to find brighter makeup because it was just not bright enough. And I'm like, dude, what makes you think I'm going to have hooker makeup?
Well, I mean, you know.
and I joke when I say that is it's more of like that, you know, exaggerated.
Because you do have hooker makeup.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
You know, ridiculous bright makeup that nobody wears. So at one point when I'm in the bathroom and trying to look in my arsenal, and Edward's there, and I looked and I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now. Like, what am I doing right now?
Was there some shame involved?
Is this? I was just kind of like, it was so surreal. Like, what the fuck am I doing right now? And as I'm saying this, I have both my eyelids covered to the top of my eyebrows with lipstick
and these two ridiculous
lipstick hearts that he wanted me to wipe off in front of him and redo with a mirror.
And meanwhile, while Natasha's in the bathroom, I'm sitting there on the camera and talking about how, like, I'm going to beat this competition against Natasha.
You're going
to
dunk on her.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to win.
Oh, the only reason I won is because I thought there was multiple competitions, but the degrading one, I won.
Well, yeah, because you're fucking mean.
Hey, well, she's, you know, she hit under the belt.
So what did you say to degrade Winter here?
What did I say? I don't remember.
Well, what did I say that really, you know, as you say?
You made a reference to me in an indirect way of being messy. And I was like, oh, so that's how you really feel.
I was struggling.
And y'all had some wine, too. So that I think that probably actually helped.
Yeah, but then you turned it back on me and you said I was too organized.
You are.
Yeah, and then she tried to say, she tried to go on this whole rant that it's because she's a woman who knows what she wants. And I'm like, no, you're just a clean freak.
Which again, when you're losing like a conversation like that, you know, in this whole situation where we're just getting mind fucked.
No, we were. This was a total mind fuck. And I think he knew it.
Yeah.
And we knew it, but we played along.
That's probably what he got off to.
I think he got off to that, yes.
He's from LA, right? He's probably some Hollywood film producer.
That would be
bored
hilarious.
Out of his mind, you know. Oh my
gosh.
That
would be hilarious if he was. But it was fun. Like, it's something
we Well, yeah, you look back. I mean, we've been laughing about it for days, you know.
We've been laughing about it for days.
But then now today though, so
he did say we were hilarious.
No, y'all are. He was right about that, and y'all look great, so that's two bonus points for you. Now today, Winter, you were solo on cam. You hardly had any chance to interact with your room audience because you were getting nonstop private requests. Like, you ended one private show, boom, another one.
Yeah, that was nice.
You kicked ass today. Like, I mean, you put in a few hours, but man, you made more than most people make in a day at work.
That was totally the case today. I was at work and I was like, wow, she made more than I did. And all I did was get yelled at today.
And I didn't help. I'm like, yeah, you know, Winter got to come like 8 or 9 times on camera today.
And, you know, the interesting thing that we found out, too, was, you know, we were trying to figure out what time of day was the best time to mm-hmm. do this. And starting out, we thought
late night.
We assumed late night because that's what you think of, you know, oh, naughty rampage. It's going to be a nighttime affair, you know. But, you know, when we tried one starting at midnight, we tried one starting at 10, and then we tried it at 7. 7 was better than any of the other ones. And so, and then
5 o'clock was good.
Yeah.
Mine for my own.
Yeah, when you did it by yourself. Yeah.
5 o'clock was a good time.
And then, you know, today we tried it at like 10 a.m., and it was the best.
Yeah. And so, again, just totally. Totally weird. I mean, I was up late night too, but totally wrong about that. Now, I do want to get into, though, you had a very interesting private. Like,
yeah,
loving it.
Do we have time on this
podcast? I think we can. Okay. We hit the high points. Like, okay, this guy just said he just wanted to worship you. And
Well, he didn't even go into it saying that. He, which I have to say, to this point, granted, we haven't done very many, but this was my most enjoyable private show.
Yeah, because Natasha hasn't heard about this at all. We've been waiting all day.
No. So he started out by, he was in the room when I was doing the private shows with, you know, as I was going through them. They were pretty quick, but he would, you know, tip here and there, but every time he tipped, he would leave a comment, so it would show up, you know, all highlighted. And he's like, I want to do a private session with you. I wasn't going to buy any more tokens today, but I am now, and I want to make you feel the best that you've ever felt. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll bite, but also, you know, private show,
right?
And so he finally gets on, starts getting into it, and of course our fucking internet goes out. So I have to quickly like refresh my browser, get onto a different internet. And he was like, because, you know, so when we first got on, he was like, I want to make sure you're comfortable, and was very like, you know, comforting about what he wanted me to enjoy it. And so when the internet cuts off, he's like, I was so scared, I thought you had just left.
Oh my gosh.
And so he would type in different statements, and he said, I want you to say this, and he would type in
something. Did he have specific poses for you, right?
Yes. So he wanted me to he went through different ones, like wanted me to be on my knees with my hands crossed on top of my head. So very like regal, you know, showing off like my whole body. And then I would just be there while he typed out what he wanted me to say. And it was kind of like I was unclear as to like where he was going, because the first thing he wanted me to say was, I'm fucking perfect. And so, you know, I was like, okay, just trying to like build my ego. Like I didn't, I was trying to figure out the kink, because I didn't know where he was going. Like, I thought it was just going to be like, you know, build yourself up, you know.
And then I'll tear you down.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So, you know, he wanted me to say like, I'm fucking perfect and I have the body of a goddess.
Yeah. But now say it like you said it on the cam, because you were owning that shit for a while.
I was, because this guy was very like, he was just great, like how he got creative and like typed, like how he wanted me to do it. Like he was very specific and was like, I want you to feel this. It was almost like a meditation session. Like, yeah. I want you to really absorb, like, you know, own this. Like,
you're auditioning for a part.
Yeah, yeah. And so you want me to say how I said it. So I'm fucking perfect. And I have the body of a goddess.
Damn. That got me going.
And I would say that, like, you know, over and over again until you wanted me to say something else. And then and then I realized that the kink was just he wanted to worship me, which I enjoyed.
I'm fine with that.
I enjoyed it. You know? But he really painted like a very specific picture of me actually being a goddess. So like, you know, I would spread my arms out, and he would say, like, I would float over the earth and I owned the earth and I would make everybody in the fucking world come and be in my wet dream, or be in, I would be in their wet dreams. And it was a whole storyline. Like, this guy could have written like a short story.
He probably did.
Would you like to read my novel?
Yeah. And well, now, because he's got a video of it.
To, oh, that's right.
To
yeah.
refer to. Yeah. And I come with the power of 1,000 stars.
So. Wow. Now, you said that when you were orgasming, though, because he wanted you to, right?
Yeah, so eventually, like, you know, I kind of picked up on, like, this whole narrative of, like, the phrases and stuff that, you know, you start remembering what he wanted me to say. And so I think I did very well going, you know, saying all these things, like, even when he didn't specifically write something out for me to say. But that was a long session.
Yeah, it was a couple of hours minimum, at least.
Yeah, like two and a half, three.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty, wow. No, it was really cool to see you own that shit. I mean, that was really, really, and I will say, like, it's been pretty cool because, I mean, there are some models, men, women, either one, that they do this full time and they make tens of thousands of dollars a month, you know, depending on how much they popular they are, how much they put into it. But I think even in the few hours, really, y'all have done this together and separate. I mean, y'all already kind of racked in several $100 already, which is great. Hey, that's pretty good play money. And you've also already established a pretty good fan base. So is it something you're going to continue for a little bit?
I think so. I mean, I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm learning a lot, you know, as we're going through, and I'm having fun. So
why not?
Why not?
Natasha?
Yeah, I think it's something that I'd keep doing.
It seems like a no stress thing. It's very fun. It definitely makes for good conversations.
Fun. It does make for good conversations. It makes for good stories in the end. At least I can say, yeah, I did this and it was fun.
Well, yeah, because most people are too timid to try anything.
And it's intimidating. Like, yeah. It is. And I think you have to be pretty comfortable in yourself.
And confident in yourself.
And confident
too,
in self.
And then do y'all,
like, put yourself out there.
And I know we only have a few more moments here, but, like, right, do y'all feel like how some people say, like, oh, that's just so degrading to you as a person to do that? Or do y'all feel that? Do you feel more empowered?
No, I mean, I feel empowered. Like, yeah, of course, you have, like, the, you know, the kinks that are supposed to degrade you, I guess. But knowing that they're there to see you,
yeah,
is the foundation. So
right.
Yeah. How about you?
No, I don't think it's degrading at all.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, it's going to be kind of, I think, cool to see, you know, how y'all do with this. I'd love to get another cam model on the show to talk to them and kind of get their experiences, especially one's been doing it for quite a while. So if you happen to be listening and you're one of those, please get in touch with us and let us know. You should see our contact information somewhere in the field where we talk about what the show is about. So get a hold of us. If you do want to see Natasha and Winter on Chatterbait, it's under room either Winter Holloway or... What's your name?
Nighttime MILF.
Nighttime MILF, yeah. So check them out. I mean, they're usually there in the evenings. If not, just go ahead and follow them anyway. We are about out of time, but we will be back next week. As always, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate your support. So if you want to, you know, buy us a cup of coffee, it goes a long way to help the show get produced. And if you have any questions, comments, if you want to be on the show and you have a cool story, let us know. And you can find us on Anchor FM. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening to it on now, obviously. And we look forward to talking to all of you again. So until then, I'm Edward Maddox.
I'm Nighttime Natasha.
And I'm Winter Holloway.
We'll see you later.